Blog Talk Radio.
It's the commish here live on OFL After Dark, Monday, day after Super Bowl, one hell of a game. I think we got better play callers in the OFL than Seattle has on their sideline. Really still have no fucking idea what they were thinking over there, but whatever. It is what it is. Patriots win the Super Bowl. Now it's time for the OFL now. Playoffs kick off earlier today. In Group 2, multiple, J.J. Mills did pull somewhat of an upset, depending on who you ask. He did upset, well, like I said, it depends who you ask if it's an upset or not. I don't think it's an upset, but he beat Fuse Vipers out of Macomb, Michigan, pretty easily, actually, by the score. Didn't get a chance. Saw the first half of the game. It was pretty close. Don't exactly know what happened in the second half. Also in Group 2 multiple, we had Finesse Gigolo take the Green Bay Packers and beat We Witness 49-32. So pretty lopsided there also. Kind of a surprise, actually, how hot We Witness has been playing here as of recently. It's kind of, you know, I would have thought, if you asked me, Witness would have won that game. He's been hot. Gigolo's been cold, but people aren't from a lot of new members. If you're not familiar with Gigolo, he's very, very a big time. He's a big time money game player. He shows up when it's time to show up, and we'll see. Looks like he's showing up again when the playoffs come. So expect a big run. Also over there in Group 2, but over to the single season, we had a really nice game, 27-24, Oakland Raiders and Team Houston's own Pride and Joy Fat Magic 420 beat Team Volcano's own OFL now Jay Mills. He's their the most recent acquisition for Team Volcano. So it looks like that was a one heck of a good game. So Fat Magic will take his Raiders and move on to the next round. And also in the single, you had We Witness actually bounce back and took his Washington Redskins and beat Laser Eyes 007's Green Bay Packers 49-21. So, you know, I would have thought that would have been a little closer. Laser Eyes has surprised a lot of people this year. People weren't real familiar who he was, including myself. I know he's probably not real thrilled that he's out in the first round, but at the same time, he really opened up some eyes, so congratulations to him. He'll be back next year, I'm sure of it. And we're going to go over here to League Group 1 single season and into the wild card round, and let's see if we had anyone play so far. And we did have one game, and wow, this is a crazy game here. I have to 84-47. Jay Mills beat Peel 510. Not really sure what happened there. But hopefully Jay Mills calls in. We can find out. That just doesn't seem like a normal Peel score at all. So not really sure. Hopefully somebody, one of those guys will call in and we'll be able to find out what's going on. We do have a caller coming from the 586 area code. You're now live on there on OF After Dark. Could you state your gamer tag, please? Yeah, what's up, man?
Is it me right here?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey.
I can't hear you, man.
Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, it's me. My bad. It's iPro Sports.
Hey, what's up, Pro Sports? How you doing this evening?
Good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Not much. Just sitting here watching The Waterboy, a good old funny football movie. Sitting here waiting for free agency and stuff like that to start so the Bears dynasty can start up next season.
Right, yeah, we're going through right now the current playoff matches and what scores and stuff. And, yeah, I am noticing, surprisingly, I don't see your name in there. It's kind of a little bit of a surprise to me. I do expect you to be in the playoffs in this upcoming season. Any particular direction you're trying to take that Bears squad? Are you going to a more run attack, more pass heavy? What are you looking at here?
Right now, I mean, I got a good squad overall. I mean, I'm looking to add myself good another linebacker because, I mean, my linebacker is probably inconsistent. And then just try not to trade as much because when I did make those trades, I got like four or five starters I switched in there with low consistency, like low confidence when they started off. And just sitting there, get a good offensive line, get some good draft picks, and just keep my team how it goes and just hope for the best this year and just no more turnovers, especially in this league. People kill you with turnovers.
Right. Speaking of this league specifically, what's one of the things that stood out to you now that you've been in here a couple weeks and got to play a lot of the guys? What really surprised you compared to some of the other leagues you've competed in the past?
Crazy-ass usering skills. I mean, not really a big surprise, but, like, other kind of glitches that I've kind of noticed with pass plays especially. I've noticed a lot more pass plays that are a lot more overrated. And just a lot better competition and showing that anyone can win. And not trying to rag on anyone, but, like, he was a Viper. I mean, I've had his number for the past 4 years in this game. He's never been that great. But, I mean, look at this year. He went to the wild card, took the team to the playoffs. I mean, it's not even just saying that he got a good team because he did get, like, the ninth pick in the draft compared to my 24th. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, he had a great year, and I'm proud of him. You know, he lost to J.J. Mills in the playoffs in the wild card, but he's with me right now, actually. We're kind of just killing him at my friend's house, but it's kind of funny. He's listening in saying, go fuck yourself, because he's still kind of a little rattled about that loss to the Steelers, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. I was watching. It was a close game at halftime, and then I fell asleep. I took a little nap, and then I woke up, and I was like, well, that's... I don't know what happened in the second half. That could maybe be part of the maturation or the age or the youth, I guess, is the best way to present this. Fuse being the youngest players in the league and Vipers being – or J.J. Mills being a little older and more experienced, that could have really shown there in the second half if you really think about it.
Yeah, I think it's a serious maturity issue. But, I mean, in a serious note, I mean, I think me and Fuse are going to rep Team Michigan pretty well next year, seeing that J.J. left for Team Volcano, which I think was a serious mistake. But it's okay. We'll rep Team Michigan well.
Yeah, let's hope so. And maybe we can get a guy or two to come join Team Michigan here. We did just open up a brand new league. Group 4 single is what it is. It is 17 to enter, 300 to the winner. So just same as Group 3 single. So we just opened that up today. So if anybody's interested, go to shop.oflnow.com if you're looking for another league. Hopefully we get some Michigan players out there, and they can join Team Michigan. Who knows? Maybe we can get Cal 29 to get back in a league or two. I don't know. Haven't heard from them, but we'll see. But let's go here to group one multiple, I believe this is, and you have – only one wild card game got played, but it was one hell of a game. Crazy ass white boy took his Redskins into Green Bay and upset Bad to Chad Jackson 25-24. Chad had the game won. All he had to do was take a knee and end the game. Decided to keep running the ball. Lacey fumbled it. Crazy white boy picked it up and got tackled around the 21. And kicked a field goal with time running out. So that goes to show all you guys out there trying to run up the score and stuff that maybe not the best idea because Chad just went home and out of the playoff race because of that. But we have another caller coming in from the 412 area code. Sorry for the hold so long. 412, you're now live on OFL After Dark with Pro Sports. And, I think Pro Sports just left, but you got the commish here. Could you state your gamer tag for all the listeners?
Big X, small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
wonderful. How are you doing this evening, Snake?
Just looking to get a better team next year.
Mm-hmm. And that's understandable. Let's talk a little bit. What direction are you taking the Carolina Panthers in with free agency and trading and everything coming in the draft? What's the game plan inside the Carolina War Room, if you don't mind sharing a little bit?
Try to sign a really big name person in the off season, hopefully. And Luke Kuechly, hopefully.
Mm. Are you looking to sign? Are you looking to sign a big name free agent on the offense or the defensive side?
I don't know. It depends what's all in there. Truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For defense, probably linebackers, cornerbacks. But, I mean, it just all depends what's on there. And then off, I'm looking to probably get a big-name wide receiver.
Now, you didn't make the playoffs this year, and you only had 2 wins. What went wrong this season for you, Snake Eyes? 2 wins, you know. I'm sure you're not thrilled about that. What went wrong?
Not a lot of experience in a lot of leagues, like 32 members, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
mainly that's the main reason that I'm not really, I wasn't really into 32. I was like into like 9, 12
mm-hmm.
at the most.
So
it's so like,
you think
there's definitely a big hit.
Yeah. Now, a lot of your games were close. When you take a close look, and I'm sure you have, I mean, you lost to Pee Weezy by 4. You lost to Finesse Gigolo by 4. You lost to Waxy Buds by 5. You lost to Dubs Kingdom by 6. You know, now you did lose to Believe in Monsters by 56. That got a little out of hand. But other than that, I mean, you had a lot of close games. You lost to Mad Dream by 56, so that's not too good. Yeah, but that's a different league. But anyways, so you had a lot of close games. You really did. One possession or less. So you could have had an 8-8 season if just, you know, you would have won those games. Does that come down? A lot of times you hear the critics and the pundits out there say, you know, if you're losing close games, it's bad coaching decisions. Do you agree with that? Did you make some coaching errors out there in the league games, or was it more – You didn't have the player skills, meaning your roster players weren't really high-skilled players, so you didn't really matter what play you decided to call. You just didn't have the talent.
A little bit of both, dude, because, like, most of the games I had to, like, half of those games I had to work with a rookie,
mm-hmm.
and then half of those I had to work with a second-year player. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely next year I'm hoping to get the rookies up there, like up where the first-year guy is. So, I mean, it just all depends what happened.
Right, right. So you're not going to take full responsibility for maybe some what some people out there are saying was some poor coaching?
Who's been saying that?
I've just been reading it on, like, the forum and Glip and stuff. Not a whole lot, just, you know, if you're losing close games, a lot of people blame coaches. I don't blame you in this situation. I think you didn't have the talent on your roster.
I mean, especially with that, whoever had the team before me, should have re-signed
mm-hmm.
Cam Newton. I mean, that's just the bottom line. If that was me and I was about to lose my big-name quarterback, and if I was him, I should have got enough money to re-sign him, and that's what I would have done.
Right, without Cam Newton, and I agree with you. And who do you have at your quarterback position now?
Derek Carr's brother.
Oh, the okay, I know who you mean. Well, I mean, he's not too bad there, I guess, huh? He's got a bright future there.
I'm, like, used to working, like, a big name, like, Big Ben type of person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. Will you?
Hello?
Hello, is anyone still there? We had some technical difficulties there. Snake, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what occurred there. Must have had some problems at the headquarters there at Blog Talk Radio. We just dropped the call for some reason, so I'm not exactly sure what happened. But what we were doing when we left off, we were talking about some MVP races and stuff. I don't know, Baulkino got the MVP with Robert Griffin III, and he also got the Coach of the Year. Does that surprise you at all?
50-50.
Okay, 50-50. Now, staying in Group 1 in the single, but now over to the single season, the MVP went to, once again, Baulkino and his quarterback, Dennis Dixon. So congratulations to him there. But the Coach of the Year went to...
I'm surprised that he got him all the way up to 99.
Yeah, it is very surprising, and a great job to get Dennis Dixon to 99. That's a dangerous man. But he actually took runner-up this time for Coach of the Year, and the Coach of the Year honors went to Jay Will, a.k.a. Reddy 10, in the San Francisco 49ers, who also completed an undefeated season. So congratulations to Reddy. It's really impressive, actually. And I want to take a look at the offensive Rookie of the Year in the AFC kind of surprises me. I know you're a big fan, and tell us a little bit more about this guy, Snake. Martavius Bryant got the Offensive Rookie of the Year
dude,
in the AFC.
Dude, I love that dude.
Uh-huh.
Dude,
what are some of his skill sets that some people might not know if they don't know him?
Tall quarterback, that can, not a tall wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I played him with him in other leagues, dude, he'd be a dang on monster.
Oh yeah, that good, huh?
Yeah, especially
wow.
If you get him up there, dude, he'd be like Randy Moss almost.
Really? Wow, that's really, really, really. Something. You're comparing him to Randy Moss. Did I hear that correctly?
I'm saying this because look at the three game, like the last six games of the season.
Uh-huh.
He had over 100 yards in his first one. And basically,
mm-hmm.
after that, he did pretty good. Now, if he didn't get hurt in the regulars, like, I think he got injured, like, in the preseason, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure exactly.
Okay.
But basically, if he would have never got injured, he would have been a monster.
Wow. Well, and then in Group 2 single, the MVP, congratulations to Wee Witness and his quarterback, RG3. So he did some good stuff there. And congratulations to the Coach of the Year, TDX Slayer. So really nice season there. And both those guys deserve all the awards they get. Both really nice members if you ever get a chance to meet either one of them in a party or something. Speaking of parties, we do realize we have a lot of new members. We want to get to know you a little bit better. So feel free to stop in a party with any of the members and just shoot the shit, hang out, play some pickup games or whatever, man. So just stop in a party or... If the party is locked, send a message that you're trying to get in the party, and we'll get you in there. We want to get to know you guys a little bit better. How do you think about that, Snake? With all these new members, do you want to get to know them better also?
Yeah. And plus, we was talking about my team and what was I gonna do and stuff, and then we got cut off.
Oh yeah, before we had to. So yeah, talk a little bit more about your team.
Basically, I want to run, like, a power run offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, in free agency, I like to get Luke Kuechly back, like, try to re-sign him in offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big name. And then after that, I'm basically free to get whatever I want.
And what are you looking at getting?
Mainly big name wide receiver, not too young, like a 50-50 age, like 25, 24, mm-hmm. something like that.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Now let's go back here to Group 2 multiple season and look at the MVP. It was a tight race between two brothers, two members of Team Houston. Basically, Team Houston dominated this award show. There's no doubt about it. But it came down to OFL now Savage with his quarterback Tony Romo and his wide receiver Dez Bryant respectively taking third and runner-up, while his brother, We Witness, took Russell Wilson and got the league MVP. So congratulations to We Witness. You're seeing his name pop up a lot, although he has been eliminated in the wild card race in the one league already. So maybe he's a choke artist, kind of like Balkino. We don't know yet, though. And then in the Coach of the Year, once again, OFL Now Savage took the runner-up to another Team Houston member. Fat Magic, 420, got the Coach of the Year with the Houston Texans, rightfully so, with Bill O'Brien in a 13-3 season. Do you think he deserved it, Snake Eyes?
It just depends on what the record is. Mm-hmm. And how the team is, and plus how many yardage you get, and plus how he did with the team and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a few minutes left, Snake, and you're trailing a little bit in the head of the OFL Now Players Union vote, but there's still a chance. Why don't you take a couple minutes here and sell yourself to the listeners out there about why you would be best to represent them. Because right now, J.J. Mills is currently leading the vote.
I mean, basically, I'm going to try to get some, like, NFL people in here to play. Because I just talked to someone that knows Franco Harris and stuff. So, basically, I'm going to try to get some of his friends in here, or whoever, really, and see what happens from there.
So, you're telling me you're getting Franco Harris and his friends to join the OFL?
Try to.
Really?
But
how are you
going to... I just got to see what happens.
How in the world are you going to pull this off? If anybody could do it, it could be you.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to get our name out to the point that nobody couldn't resist.
And what are some of the things you're going to tell them that would make them not want to resist?
Basically, you will help us out and we'll help you out.
And how can we help them out?
Basically, teach them some things about Madden. I mean, whatever they want to know.
Okay.
Get whoever that can help them out with the Madden.
All right. Well, that would be kind of cool, I have to admit, if they wanted to come join. And so we talked about the MVP races. We do have a couple other leagues that are just starting, such as the Group 3 single that's in Week 1, and also the Fantasy League. And there's some really good players in that Fantasy League. Right now you have a DNA suspect sitting there undefeated. You have VX Assassin A that's sitting there undefeated. You got a bunch of different teams out there that are really undefeated, are really making some noise that you guys should keep your eyes out for. And all you new members, be aware, we do advance every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, so just be aware of that. Also, a big announcement today, we do now have an official Twitch channel. We have a Madden gamer that's going to run our channel. So be on the lookout for that. That's coming soon. The schedule is going to be released. I believe he's going to Twitch every night from 11 p.m. Eastern to, well, like 2 a.m. Eastern in the morning. So we'll see. Real excited to see where that goes. So when I have more details, I'll let you guys know. But we are going to have a strong presence on Twitch, which I know, Snake Eyes, you're a big fan of Twitch. Would you be able to get Franco Harris and those pros to maybe come on our Twitch channel?
Maybe. I just got to see what happens first, and then we can go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just talked to the girl, like, this past weekend, so I got to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a week or two.
And I did leave one person out. I forgot to mention Zach Brown was the defensive MVP in the Group 1 multiple. A lot of noise. I actually had him at one time, and I didn't use him too well, trade him to Believe in Monsters. So congratulations to him getting him into the defensive player of the year there. So congratulations, Monster. We have one last call and a minute and a half left. 407, you're now on the air. Could you state your gamer tag?
Volcano!
Hey, Volcano, congratulations on, the postseason's awards. Now you're gearing down, getting ready for the playoffs. You have a minute left. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to win this Super Bowl.
Win the Super Bowl, man. Just playing how I've been playing the last few games, tournament style. I feel like when I'm playing at a slow pace, I've been pretty unstoppable. Time management and, like, just putting the points on the board each drive, no matter, like, even if it's 3 or 6. So lately, I don't know. I think I'm on my winning streak. Hopefully, I can pull out this W so I can have this who's better, me or PV, in this damn league off my back. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that gets a little annoying because people are always comparing you two. What do you expect if you do match up with PV? What kind of game do you expect it to be? High scoring, low scoring?
I think, honestly, I mean, the only reason I can say blowout is because I talked to Peel. And he's kind of giving me some inside information about how they play, and they're kind of so similar. So I feel like now the way I'm playing, I've learned how to beat what he kind of plays like me, from what I'm hearing, and I've always learned how to beat myself. So, I mean, maybe a 10-point lead. I shouldn't even really say blow. I'm hoping, like, if we do play, I think that's what it'll come down to, 10-point.
All right, thank you, Balkino. There you heard it. He's going to blow him out. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Thank you.